The cabin stands deep within the clearing, integrated into the edge of the surrounding woods. It leaves the rest of the clearing stretching before it. Dense green trees tower over the cabin, giving it shade, which heightens the dark color of its logs. The cabin itself is built upon a stone foundation, which connects to the chimney jutting from behind. The upper facets of the chimney is home to growths of moss. The plank porch leads to a lacquered wooden door, flanked by two windows. The gentleman who rented the cabin takes a moment to inhale the rich air before reaching out to the iron handle. A spacious interior greets the gentleman. Rustic and cozy, everything he could need is laid out before him. An expansive fine rug is laid in front of the fireplace, and next to it is a bed. He brings his luggage to a side closet. From here, he can see the woods out the window. The windows have been positioned to take in as much light as possible, but he can see the sun beginning to fall below the tree line. Once settled, he lights the fireplace and falls back onto the bed. One of the things he brought on his trip was a book, a gift from a friend who studied religion and folklore. The book is large and plain with the musky smell of age. Each page is written in what he assumes is Latin. The borders are decorated with images one would find in an exhibit of the Middle Ages. He comes across two pages stuck together, and after peeling them apart, the pages reveal black wings which occupy their entirety. This image differs from the rest. Each individual feather has been drawn in realistic, meticulous detail. The man licks his finger to turn the page, but feels compelled to run his hand over the image. His eyes continue to stare in awe at the wings. His vision blurs as his eyes grow heavy. Sleep overtakes him as sheer darkness falls over the woods, leaving only the warm glow of the fireplace and the sway of shadows. With night comes the moon. Her aura defies the darkness and comes to rest over the cabin. The moon's light shimmers into a window over the bed. Fine specks swirl in the air. The book snaps from the sleeping man's hands to the foot of the bed. He stirs, but does not awaken. A rustling comes from the book. The wings expand, inching cling from the pages. The glow of the fire highlights the sheen and taper of each feather. The wings continue to grow until they envelop the bed like a tent. As the wings stretch a bit, a shadowy mist hovers over the man. Glowing gray eyes appear, focusing on the sleeping man before it. "You are different," says a voice in a dragon surprised manner. The man awakens, meeting the eyes of the mist. It takes a moment for fear to seize him. He attempts to roll out of bed, but is met with the unyielding firmness of the black wings. "Do not be afraid," says the voice. "I do not want you to be afraid. Fear for men are the reason I have been bound to this tomb." The being's wings flick, creating a gust that causes the fire to rise. Forgive me, my sweet. Do you know what I am? Pleasure. A succubus. Does that not intrigue you? The succubus falls silent, piercing into the man's eyes with her own. I see. Fearful for your soul, are you? And what use will I have for that? The ethereal cannot give me carnal pleasure. I am ethereal. Succubi need men, just as they are. Fear has caused countless men to resist me, and I've had to take what I needed, in one way or another. And as I said, men were fearful not to exorcise me into this tomb. I am sure you have seen the words inscribed in it. They are prayers, and they keep me confined to these pages. I tire of it. I tire of fear. Just for once, I want to be desired. The man remains silent, breathing short breaths through his parted lips. The great thing about being a succubus is I can fashion myself to your overwhelming desires. I can read your mind, your heart. All you have to do is let me in. Yes, I am asking. Please, I want you to want me. You only need to breathe. Breathe me in. Her shadowy mist moves closer to his mouth, getting caught in a short inhale. On the exhale, the mist dissipates and the beginnings of a face appear. Yes. Again. Her wings flutter, brushing his skin, rousing a sharp breath. Full lips appear, and contours of her face become clear. Now, kiss me. As she presses their lips together, the mist continues to fade, unveiling her shivering beauty. Her wings retract to let the light kiss her smooth skin, shadows and accentuate her curves, curves of her breast, curves of her hips. The man shivers beneath her, bumps rising over his skin. He takes his shaking hands and wraps them around her back. Her skin blazes with a heat unlike he has ever felt before, and the occasional touch of her feathers are silk. She continues to kiss as she nuzzles into his neck. She rubs her hands up and down his chest until they slip under his shirt. Let me see you. That's better. Now come here. Feel me some more. Feel my breast. Yes. This will not do. Hold on to me. Did I hurt you? I couldn't help it. I just need to stretch my wings. This rug seems soft enough. You like it a little rough, huh? Happy to oblige. Now, let's get the rest of these off of you. Oh, you. Look at you. so firm. Let me just... Oh, you're throbbing. Just breathe. I know. Succubus skin is warmer than any human woman's. I'm sure you already noticed. Oh, my sweet. I shouldn't get carried away. There's so much I want to do with you. And right now, I want you to taste me. You want me to taste you too? Oh, no. Not yet. I want us to work for our pleasure. You see, a succubus mouth can. Oh, I promise to show you later. For now, just let me position myself so you can lap up my soaking cunt. Yes. Just like that. Slow. Make me feel every bit of your tongue. It sends shivers down my spine. My nipples are so sensitive. Give me your hands. Feel them. Yes. Drive your tongue in deeper.
Into me. Oh. All right. You're close. It's all right. Keep going. Even faster. Now. Oh. You're right on the edge. It's okay. Do you feel the pressure building inside of you? You're getting so hard. And it feels so good inside my cunt. Let that pressure build. Keep thrusting. Yes. You're gonna make me come again. Go. Go as fast as you can. Started using some of my powers just as you were about to come. Do you know what that means? Every thrust since has been an orgasm in waiting, building in you. Have you ever experienced several dozen orgasms all at once? Well, I'm gonna fuck a few more into you. Do you want that? Are you sure? I thought so. Well, with my powers, there's no reason to hold back. I'm gonna fuck you like the lustful demon I am. The hottest, tightest cunt bouncing up and down on your throbbing cock. I can't wait to see your face when the power of a dozen orgasms flood your sexy body. It made me feel ecstasy. And now I'm going to return the favor. The only way a succubus can't breathe deep. Breathe. I'm going to let you come soon. And it's going to feel... Oh, fuck. Fuck. Oh. I'm getting close again. Do you want to come with me? You do. Are you ready? Are you ready? Come. Come. Now. Yes. Yes. Return to the tomb soon. I know I promised to show you what my mouth can do. But after this, I'm not sure if you can handle it.
You see, I can make you come again and again each time I suck on you. And I do want to show you every ounce of my affection. But just come back over to the bed. Catch your breath. I'm fading already. There's still time. Please. Can I take you into my mouth? I won't use my powers. I just need you inside me one more time before I fade away. You won't be able to see me again until the next full moon. But for now, let me give you one last kiss. Mm-hmm.